It's our first Stain Gang podcast with Stephanie Radecki as we look forward to the upcoming volleyball season for Midwestern State University. I did a podcast with Athletic Director Kyle Williams, and I made a mistake.
Uh-oh.
I want to correct that right off the bat.
Okay.
Our first home game is September 8th.
Yes.
And that's against Bethany, I believe.
Bethel, yes.
Bethel, I'm sorry. I made another mistake.
You were thinking Stephanie, so it just kind of ran together.
Yet I make another mistake. But what's most important is we get that date right. It's September 8th.
Yes, yeah.
I could make an excuse. Well, I will make an excuse.
I think you should.
You have a long list of away games.
Yeah.
And I didn't see the next home game until September 25th, which is the conference opener.
Yeah.
And that one's kind of stuck in there between a couple of tournaments. So you're going to be on the road quite a bit. Even before September 8th, you'll have quite a few matches under your belt before we see you at home.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've obviously always loved to host a tournament in the preseason. It just didn't work out for us this year with not being able to get the commitments that we wanted early and knowing that we wanted to make sure we're playing the right team. So I did make the decision to commit to tournaments on the road, which it will be great for us. Really good tests. We're playing a strong schedule and we're playing really good, you know, teams that vary in speed and size. And I think that will help us prepare for our conference schedule.
So as you know, I've been sitting in on a few of your practices here.
Yes, you have.
In the lead up to the season.
It's been really fun seeing you in the stands.
And I'd be lying to you if I told you I had any idea what I was watching.
That's okay.
But it looks like you have more depth this year, maybe more height. And the team looks pretty good from what I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, they've been really impressive throughout the preseason. You know, training really hard. Effort and energy has been really consistent, which are things that we can control. And so that's really important. We do have a lot of depth. We've stayed fairly healthy. That's really nice. So it's been exciting. I think the mindset, you know, the mentality that we have right now is really good, really positive, really focused. And I think that that's going to really help us and pay off in the long run.
You've got some players, obviously, that are coming back, but you got a lot of newcomers on your team this year.
We do. We have quite a few new players. We had a group of transfers join us in the spring, which was really nice and refreshing, that are making a big impact, not just on the talent we have in the gym, but also the culture of our program. And then we obviously added a few more freshmen and transfers headed into this fall. And so we definitely have a lot of new players, but the best part of that is we have returners that have been with us for a while that understand and have bought into the program and what we want and kind of the goals that we have, the standard that we've set. And I think that's really helping us right now.
You used a phrase that I hear a lot of coaches use, and that's culture of the program. How would you describe the culture of your program here at Midwestern State?
Well, I think we're in a good place right now. You know, I think that a lot of times the feeling is culture is all on the head coach or the coaching staff. And I don't think that's true. I think the head coach and the coaching staff kind of set the standard and hold players accountable as much as possible. But I do think the team has to really buy into that and hold their teammates accountable to that standard. And that's what creates a strong culture. And I think that's what our seniors are doing right now. You know, we have some great seniors in our program that have really, they've watched that develop over the years. They understand the positive and negatives and what has to take place. And they've just done a really nice job of setting that tone. And then it just becomes overall buy-in. And I think everyone has shown that they're really excited about that.
You know, I think it gets kind of lost that you had a pretty good season last year.
We did. We had a really strong season.
You went 16 and 10, and you were 10 and 2 at home.
Yes.
And one of those losses was to Angelo State. I think the other was to Texas Woman's. And every year you've been here, the team has gotten better and better. I know the goal now is to break through and get into that conference tournament.
Yeah, no pressure. it has been a fun journey.
No, I put pressure on you in my interview with Kyle because I said you would come back home undefeated.
So. Oh, okay. There it is. Okay. No, it's been really fun. You know, I remember back when I came on my interview and Kyle had said to me, you know, you're going to have patience, which is not one of my strengths, and it's going to take some time. And I remember thinking, it's not going to take less time than you think it's going to. Like, you know, you got that coaching
mentality.
Because
you're Stephanie Radecki.
You're really going to go in and, yeah, it takes time. You know, we had to put some foundations down. We had to really get the right people. It's not always just about talent and ability, but it's about mentality and who knows what's right from wrong and how we want to represent the university and the athletic department. So it has taken some time, but it's also like it's been a good amount. It's been a good journey. It's been a good process. So
I mean, yeah, if you look at the graph, I think it's exactly what you would want. You're going up and to the right.
Yeah, we got to just keep going. And yes, now our goal is we want to go to the tournament. We want to be in a position to win championships.
What will it take to get there?
Well, you know, it takes a lot. We have to be disciplined. We have to be consistent. We have to be efficient. You know, I think we have the tools in terms of dynamic, talented athletes. Now, how do we put that together and really have a good product that's consistently prepared and ready to produce? And, you know, it seems like it's there. It's right there. So obviously, you know, it's staying focused and getting better every day. Keeping a team of 19 females on the right page just in terms of what's my role today? Can I accept my role today? And do I want more for my role in the future? And do I want to just keep plugging away at that? And, you know, sometimes that's a difficult task, but we've had a lot of conversations about that. So I think that it's understood across the board right now.
So the LSC preseason poll came out yesterday.
Yes.
It can go right in the garbage for the most part. I mean, people forget about it after you play your first match.
Yeah.
But you were picked 10th, mm-hmm. which is just outside the conference tournament, which, by the way, got expanded this year. There's 9 teams because now there's 18 teams eligible. What an enormous conference this is.
Yeah.
And you're in a sport where everybody plays. Volleyball and basketball, everybody plays.
Right.
Football, soccer, other sports, tennis, whatever. Not all 18 teams, all 18 schools play.
Right.
In volleyball, everybody's got a volleyball team. So that's middle of the pack. Do you think you can do better than that?
I mean, yeah, I definitely think that, you know, that's what we've been striving for. That's what we've been working towards. And I definitely think we have the talent to do that. And so it's just a matter of, like I said earlier, just getting better every day and staying focused. And can we kind of think of it in pieces, this early preseason focus on that and not look too far into the future and just do our job as it's presented to us.
I don't want to get too far away from Midwestern State, but I Angelo State was picked to win the conference and overwhelmingly so.
Yes.
Do you think Angelo State is that much better than everybody else in the conference?
Well, I think they return, you know, the best player of the year outside. She's a six rotation outside, so she does have a big impact on their team, and she's an amazing, amazing player. So, you know, that is a huge factor. You know, traditionally they've been very strong and they haven't tripped up much. So it's kind of a compliment to their program and what Chuck has done with that group. And, again, we touch on, they have a great culture and a great tradition and they stay strong with that and they're a good program.
Now, speaking to the depth of the conference, there were, I think, 6 teams total that got at least one vote to finish first. And I think West Texas had 7 and there were a few others with 1 or 2 votes for first place. So it's a deep conference.
It's a deep conference, but everyone can vote for themselves. So I could have had a vote if
you
I
think
wanted
some
one.
You think some people are doing that? Are there people out there voting for themselves?
No comment.
let's talk about the 3 players who were named as Midwestern State players to watch. And we'll start with one that I think all of the MSU volleyball fans are very familiar with and have enjoyed watching play over the last 3 seasons now. And that's Isabella Dickens, who's you can't. In any match she's playing in, she stands out.
Yes.
Everybody in the arena notices her.
Yes. She's a very good athlete. I'm sorry, not very good. That was downplaying. She's a phenomenal athlete. Very good player. She's an extremely hard worker. She has a great personality. She's a captain. You know, she does. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think, oh, she can give us more. She gives us everything she has, but she's still, her potential is unlimited. She's just very talented. And so she brings a lot to our team. She gets available as a middle. It's crazy to me. Like you'll count her out and all of a sudden she'll get up in the air. So she's a great player on our team, but she's also, one of the best middles in my opinion in the conference.
Jenna Redding is another player who's coming back, and it was the setter to watch for Midwestern State.
Libero, right?
I'm sorry. Yes.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, libero,
sorry,
to watch.
Just call
No. Let's get it right. No, she was the defensive player to watch. Yeah. I was thinking ahead to Macy Shear.
Okay.
But
same.
We'll get to Macy in just a minute.
Well, you know, when we nominate for preseason players to watch, you know, Jenna's been a part of our program for 4 years. She has been one of the more consistent defensive players we've had, whether she's been in the jersey or not. You know, she can play right back. She can play left back. She can put up a second ball. She's can set if she wants. So, you know, I just think Jenna was a good person to kind of put up in a position to watch. I think we have 4 really strong defensive players. But I do also want to mention Giselle, because she was in libero jersey for the majority of the season with Sadie last year. And I think Jenna and Giselle will really play off each other a lot.
And they both serve really well for you.
They're 2 of our best servers, hands down. Yes.
And then I started to jump ahead there to Macy Shear, who's a transfer, came in from, trying not to make another mistake here, Concordia.
Yep.
In Irvine, California.
Yes.
She's out of Golden, Colorado.
Yes.
And she looks like she's got a chance to be a phenomenal player for
Yes,
you.
She's a really good player. She's a great leader. She's a captain for us. She kind of came in this spring and just changed the mentality of our setting position a lot. Just really hard worker. Never have to ask her twice to do anything. She just works really hard and puts up a great ball. You know, I think that brings a lot to our program right now.
I'm assuming you found her in the portal?
Yes.
So how is that working for you?
You know, it's always 50-50. You know, it's always something we're going to keep our eye on. But I think the most important thing, like I mentioned earlier, is that we get the right people here. And I think it was pretty quick. Those 5 mid-year transfers that we got made it known right away that they were the right people. And it was obvious in our results this spring.
As you take a look at what you're trying to accomplish on these in these first couple of they're not really tournaments, but these first couple of events that you're playing
right.
in, what are you asking of your team in those events?
Well, you know, I think that we haven't talked too much about it just because we've been in really preseason mode, just trying to stay prepared for each day, each event that we have. But as we start to turn our mentality to Monday and it's really right in front of us, it's kind of thinking about what can we control? How can we utilize our strengths, and how can we make it so that our weaknesses are stronger and that other teams can't find them? You know, I think that's kind of the mentality going into that first weekend.
Aren't you grateful that you have an indoor sport to coach?
Super grateful.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how. I just don't know how.
I have no clue how Ryan and Meach are doing it with soccer.
Yeah.
And I sure don't know how Renner's doing it.
Add another
here,
level
it's 106 degrees.
Yeah.
Here, put a helmet on and a pair of shoulder pads.
Yeah.
All in all, I think I'd rather be a volleyball player this time
same.
Of year. And I'm so looking forward to the season. I'm so disappointed we don't have a season opening tournament, but I'll get over it. And we'll look forward to
We'll bring
to
it back next fall.
We'll look forward to that home opener on September 8th, and we're expecting you to come back undefeated.
Okay,
so.
Sounds good.
Stephanie, thanks for your time. I always enjoy
Thank
doing
you.
These podcasts with you. Thanks
Thank
so
you.
Much.